Hey, Good Fox here. Today we got Muttman episode 114, and I'm joined as always by the Texas boy. How are you, good sir?
We good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing a solid, nice long weekend for Americans. I know people over the pond might not have the same long weekend as we did, but we enjoyed it. Texas, do you do it? Actually, Texas wanted to wait and withhold his text message till the end of the podcast this week because he wanted to know about our guest and introduce him and hear more about his history first. It's very generous of you, Texas.
Yeah, I got to give my time up because our guest can't. He has. We go for too long sometimes, and sometimes these stories take like 10 minutes of because we just be bantering back and forth. So it's better just to wait until we have more time. So we can hold off because we can hold off.
Okay. So wait, everybody in the podcast, wait till the end for text messages and questions and comments at the end of the podcast. But I want to introduce our guest this week, CFM. What would you call yourself, like a OG, Mr. Hurricane, or what?
You could call it that. You could call it that. Or I just like that. You know, OG. Franchise guy. I go with that too.
Yeah, you don't. It's like you and Swami are kind of like the old guard of franchise, right?
We really are.
And now Swami's RIP, his YouTube channel at least, and he's working for EA. Not really RIP, but. Is Swami still putting out YouTube videos? I actually haven't seen any in a while.
Yes, he is. I don't think as much because he's been very busy, but yeah, the YouTube's still going on.
Especially this time of year, too, because getting ready for Madden 19, especially with it coming out much earlier this year, so they're probably swamped at EA.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your history with Madden, and then Madden YouTube and stuff.
All right. Well, essentially, I've been playing Madden since I was 8 years old, and I'm 25 now, so we're closing in on 20 years. And, you know, back then, there weren't like a million ways to play the game. It was basically there was franchise and then kind of play now and some other little stuff. So I was introduced to franchise very young in Madden, and it just always stuck with me, even when online play became a thing. And then when I was 18 years old and graduated high school, I decided to give this YouTube thing a shot, and I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do. But at the time, I was playing some Madden franchise on my own and decided to make a video, and that kind of just sparked what's, you know, transpired over these last almost 7 years of me making YouTube content. You know, a lot of franchise in there, mostly franchise.
Yeah, very, very little Mutt is what you play, right?
Very little. I have some familiarity with it, but I usually clock out around Thanksgiving, like I did this year.
Yeah, that's generally when it gets to be good with the promos, although I know there's been a lot of issues this year with promos, but this is going to be a strange Muttman episode. We're not going to really talk about Mutt. We're going to talk more about CFM and 19. Let me run through the agenda before we get in more into the pod, but basically we're going to talk about CFM in the past few years, CFM going forward, if you're excited about it, the improvements that EA has talked about, and then some other random questions I have about CFM and kind of the improvements you want. Madden coming to PC, a lot of the other news there, and then I guess wrap it up with questions. Does that sound like a good agenda, Tex?
That sounds fine. Real quick, guys, right. I want to ask our guest, like, what got you into YouTube? Like, went from like just not doing it to doing it. So, who was like the main catalyst to get you to post?
I remember, you know, I used to watch a lot of Call of Duty YouTubers. I think that was kind of, you know, the first gaming thing on YouTube. So I used to watch, like, Blame Truth was the original that probably got me into it. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So it wasn't even Madden YouTubers that got you
into it. I didn't know there were sports YouTubers until I started sports YouTubing.
So, but that's like, I guess there wasn't really that many, what did you say, 8 years ago?
The original would have been, yeah, the original was Nottis Fan, who then became Sports Gaming Universe.
Mm-hmm. Is he still put out content?
Yes.
Does he really?
This is when Machinima had like their huge reign at the time, because like it was all Call of Duty, and then like you saw like Ipocky and Carter, and then some other guys that were just doing like sports.
Exactly.
Like 2009 era when Modern Warfare 2 was out.
Well, yeah, because it is amazing to see a CFM YouTuber nowadays with your numbers that doesn't do like franchise rebuilds as their main content. It seems like have you stayed away from franchise rebuilds, or have you kind of dipped your toes?
Actually, on my second channel, I've started doing that. And it's been really popular over there, and it's just been another fun way to play franchise, so I like it.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, because that's basically, you know, with Bengal, and I see a lot of the rebuild community now is a big thing that Bengal talks about, and when he was on the podcast, and it's kind of interesting stuff. That's
kind of a lot of ways to do it, so I just kind of did it my own way, and it's definitely something I wish I had started doing a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, because that was always my favorite thing, and because I've also played Madden for a long time, and up until 15 was a big franchise guy. That's always kind of what I did. Like, I'd take a terrible team and try and take it to the Super Bowl, or just rebuild my favorite team, and so it's kind of cool seeing it on YouTube and other people doing it and succeeding with it. So, but let's get on to CFM these last few years. It seems like there's nothing's been changed. Why do people say Madden franchise was better like in 05, like two generation cycles ago?
There were some features that used to be in the game that aren't now. I know there's this one YouTuber, Deuce Douglas. He put out a video today showing how in Madden 12 there was a league history feature that let you go back and see all the games you played from years past that showed you all the yardage leaders for like passing yards, rushing yards, receiving yards. I totally forgot about that feature. So a lot of the stuff that might have been there a decade ago, I have forgotten. But I also think a lot of it is a little bit nostalgia. There used to be Owner's Box. They brought it back. There were some features back then that would be nice today, like training camp for building up players in the off season. But in recent years, I mean, well, in like the last 10 years, they've gone through and essentially created the same thing a bunch of times. I think since I started doing franchise YouTube content, there have been like three or four different ways to just scout rookies. They didn't find one way that just worked and built off of it until kind of recently, but they haven't built off of it. It's still very basic. So if you were to say why I think CFM's kind of been neglected or whatever, essentially I think that there just hasn't been the right sense of direction and not enough development in the core areas. Everything is still pretty elementary, and it's almost conceptual.
So you're saying their issue is that they just keep trying to reinvent the wheel every year?
I think that's what led us to this point. I think they're starting to get a sense of direction, but we're so far behind where I think the game should be because of that continuous like cycle of reinventing the wheel.
I heard they just don't have any resources dedicated to CFM.
Maybe that's the case, but...
Do you know... Are you a game changer at all?
No.
Okay. Do you know about like EA and their offices or anybody that works on CFM?
No, I don't. I only know... Okay. I know Swami. I've been friends with him for a while, so I know him.
He hasn't given you the lowdown?
No.
Son of a bitch! Interrogate him. Go down there. I don't know where he's at. Orlando? I don't know. They got the waterboarding down there, don't they? That's pretty close to Cuba. Put him on the rack. Make him talk. No, you're not gonna do it.
No.
Almost. We almost. Yeah. They're very
well,
quiet.
We'll see how 19 goes first. How about that?
We like whenever we have EA, we've had EA guys in before, and they're always very quiet about their corporate structure. I never know what's going on there. It's like there's like a wizard behind a curtain, and they're making all the decisions, and like. It's just so weird with the Munchkins and the flying monkeys. I don't know whether we're Oz down there in Tiburon or what, but.
Yeah, anyways. So when it comes to that stuff, I really don't know the behind the scenes. All I can judge is like what's put out there and evaluate that.
That's a fair point. So talking about with franchise, like, do you remember, did you play NFL Head Coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great game. They ended up like dissolving that game, and they took those people from that studio's brought into Madden, and then like they fired all those guys. Kind of sucks what they've done to CFM over the years. Like even like that was an amazing game. What like they could bring a ton from Head Coach over into Madden.
Absolutely,
too,
and it'd be surprising to hear that Head Coach guys were ever brought over because you couldn't tell.
No. The only reason I remember is because they promised how good franchise mode was going to be the next year. I got super hyped because I love Head Coach. I put more time into Head Coach that year than Madden because I just absolutely loved it. And so they brought him over. I'm like, that's awesome. All they did was literally the only thing you could tell was the draft class had similar names to the guys you could draft in Head Coach. I was so salty. Texas, any comment?
I played Head Coach with that 08. I think it's when it first came out. It was like 30 bucks around at Walmart. That. And I was like, I'm getting this game. I didn't know that you couldn't actually play on the field. That's like the only experience I actually had with Head Coach. But I really enjoyed that game. But like my CFM experience, I don't really have much on it. So that's why I want to contribute to this conversation. I'm looking up stuff like what they used to have in it. But I didn't really play as much growing up. My friends would. I would watch them do all their stuff. But I never actually got into that. I was more into other like RPG type games as opposed to what Madden offered.
Yeah, because they have more depth. Like, what would you say? Yeah, what would you think is something that they could add to Madden and franchise mode to bring you into it, Texas?
See, I kind of like what 2K has with their franchise, where you have a player where you have to progress them out the entire season long. Because Madden does offer the creative player aspect, but it's not as in-depth or story-driven as much as 2K has been in the past. But I guess to keep me interested in the franchise, just probably introduce features that other games have, because Madden seems to be just copying, pasting stuff that they, for the past, 5 years, they haven't really added anything to it. And stuff that they do add is not really impactful to the overall experience the user has while playing. So I would hope, like, with 2K, the trade finder makes things easier. With Madden, you got to, like, try to trick the trade system to get these players you want. You got over in the show the whole storyline when you got the player and you can progress your player a certain way, whereas Madden, you can just increase any stat that you want. Like, maybe the archetypes might help for that alone to allow you not to be out here making the most overpowered player. But we just need some effort put into it, as opposed to what they've been doing recently.
Would you be fine with them taking away effort from Mutt to put in franchise mode, Taxes?
The thing with that is, like, does it take much effort to run Mutt? I feel like I could just run Mutt by myself. I mean, I think a 5-man team could run Mutt. I feel like you just need somebody to put out.
You need to hire someone, though, to handle that Twitter feed.
You don't got to tweet at all, really, because, like, I don't think the Twitter feed should be there, mostly because it only informs those that follow them on Twitter. It doesn't do anything to inform people in the game. So I would focus my time with communication, like, in-game, as opposed to doing it on the Twitter timeline. But I don't think Mutt needs as many resources as CFM does. I think CFM is what people come to Madden to stay for, because Mutt's cool and all, but if Mutt's not here, you want to sell a game, you got to have one mode that people can go back to and create franchise. Because every year, people start franchise modes just to play with their friends or to do the by themselves, and they may not finish it because there's nothing keeping them to finish it. So I think they should probably look to take some people who are creative over on the Mutt team to figure out what they can do to make that mode great all year round. Because after the first, couple of months, and if you're not doing a YouTube or if you're not having fun with your friends, you're pretty much, there's no point in playing.
What do you think of that, Hurricane?
I think you nailed it right there. And I think that's another important point. Like, franchise can keep players coming back, especially they introduced the feature, like, in PlayNow Live, where you could start a season at the where it is in real life. So say you've watched your favorite team for the first 5 weeks, and then you want to jump into that season right where they picked up, or pick up where they left off, you can do that. And it just adds another way to get into franchise. And to me, like, you know, they haven't added a lot of features in franchise recently, so to see that one, that seemed like such an obscure feature to be added, but it still, I guess, gave me a little bit of hope that franchise is going to get some love, just because it ended up being a nice touch as the season went on.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I don't know, it seems so weird that they've, you know, added so little to franchise over the years. I know, I understand that they make most of their money after the sale of the product in Mutt. But, like, there's so many, like soccer, like, there's Football Manager and other baseball sims, and there's these games that sell really well for other sports that are simulations of them, like the franchise mode only without gameplay. So it's weird that Madden would, like, not understand people buy, like, games just for franchise, just for simulating, and not necessarily, like, for the Mutt stuff. Like, you think they could get extra sales by increasing the franchise every year. Like, why do you think Madden, is it just they want to keep going with Mutt? I never understood why they got rid of franchise, because it seems like the bedrock of their foundation.
I really don't know how to go about that, because obviously, yeah, Ultimate Team is the way to make money. Like, FIFA Ultimate Team, Madden Ultimate Team, huge money makers. Franchise, that's more just like point of sale. You know, that's getting in, you know, a bunch of people who maybe are potential Mutt players in the future. So I don't know, because I don't think the mode is getting less popular. I remember Rex Dixon had a tweet a number of months ago saying that this was the most played year in franchise.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll talk. Let me get to Rex. Let me make a comment about Rex here. With Mutt versus FUT, it feels like FUT, everybody plays FUT when you play FIFA. Not many people are into that franchise mode as much. But there's like Madden, it feels like the majority of the population, like Rex said, plays franchise still, and Mutt's kind of just this add-on. Maybe more people talk about Mutt online, so it feels bigger. But with Rex saying that and everything, it just seems so strange that they try and get it away. Like, what's the point I'm trying to make here about franchise mode? I don't know. It just seems weird that you not invest into your most popular thing and you kind of let it wither on the vine. It doesn't make business sense to me.
Obviously, Mutt has more potential, so maybe they think the more resources, the more time, the more ways they can keep the game interesting, keep people coming back. And whereas in CFM, yeah, there really is no way to further monetize it. I mean, you could. I hope not.
Would you be okay if CFM got a lot of improvements, but they monetized part of it?
It would really depend on the whole structure of it, because there's a right way and wrong way to handle these microtransactions.
What's the right way for CFM monetization for EA?
I think more in-season features and things that actually improve franchise mode with, you know, whether it be feature updates or whatever throughout the season. It couldn't just be something cosmetic or something like that.
You think
like
DLC?
Uniforms? I'm not thinking about like uniforms or anything to add in. Well, I guess they have all the uniforms, but I guess more features. But even then, it's like I just want more stuff in the game when it's released. You got a year to make content. I know it's not a lot of time, but I guess I want to see more on a year-to-year basis. You should have high expectations for these AAA publishers.
Yeah, and it feels like we've talked about Fortnite a lot. They've really raised the bar for a lot of AAAs, but it doesn't seem like. I don't know. I think it's my biggest issue, and I feel like a lot of people's biggest issue, we don't realize it, is it's not necessarily the developers on the ground that are doing a bad job. It's just that EA corporate doesn't invest enough resources, even though they're bringing in like truckloads of money. They're giving that money back to their own salaries and their shareholders. So I don't know. We're probably not going to change their mind just in this podcast. But what do you think? Like, what would you focus on going into 19 for CFM?
Well, my big thing with this question is always making the game more fun to play, because that's going to keep people coming back more than anything. But there are different features I would like to see. So what I was talking about before was just like gameplay changes. I'm all about the AI, and I nitpick the AI all the time. But as far as just like features within franchise mode, you could add in like coaching staffs. I know the information we have so far is talking about like schemes and players fitting your scheme. And then, you know, it's kind of like how chemistry is handled in Ultimate Team. I think coaching staffs would go hand in hand in there, which was a feature in NCAA 14, one that I liked a lot. I think improving upon the scouting system to make it more interesting to follow these college players through their college seasons. Maybe you get like an update on like the most recent game and it gives you hints about their ratings, like so-and-so was able to get open underneath, caught 7 balls, 88 yards, but dropped a pass in the end zone. Things like that. Also, like player morale systems, more realistic contract negotiations. The list really goes on. I'm not really sure how I'd prioritize it because I'm mostly focused on just getting the gameplay better.
So with the gameplay and the AI, I mean, this is something I want to ask you. Have you ever lost a serious game to the CPU?
Oh, yeah.
Franchise?
Oh, plenty.
Really? Where you've really tried, and have you lost the game?
Oh, yeah. I have. You know, I use sliders to try and make the game difficult, and I try to make it more realistic. So, yeah, I mean, I'm obviously trying to win every game, but I have to have the sliders in a way where things are going to happen regardless of what I'm trying to do.
Like, I heard on All Madden the CPU plays crazy. Is that kind of what you play on?
Yeah, I play on All Madden sliders. I play on some ruthless pass rush, that's for sure. And, you know, it kind of, when you face, you know, like a fierce pass rush, you have to change up your tactics, and it makes you play in a more realistic manner. So, that's what I'm always trying to strive for, is more realistic gameplay. I am kind of a Sim-style player in that regard.
Yeah. Yeah, see, like, if you were a Sim-style and you didn't run, like, more than one play in a row, like, you could easily cheese the defense with, like, halfback toss. But, like, you're right. Game does play completely different on different sliders, so I wouldn't know what the All Madden cheese would be and what book it'd be in.
I'm sure there's cheese that I could find, but I don't go looking for it. And the sliders I have are pretty tough anyway, so, you know, you can find some plays that work. Like, I think the thing that's most effective for me this year is just, like, running fast dudes across the middle and beating linebackers.
Oh, because does the CPU play man a lot?
Well, it varies. So CPU oftentimes will have maybe like the wrong players matched up in man-to-man, so they don't have necessarily a good speed matchup, even though there is that feature now in the game. You can go into your coaching adjustments and make it so you match up based on speed or overall or height. Yeah. So sometimes they just don't play to their advantage, and that's where I think the AI needs to make the most improvements, is like if you've got you know, like a 99 overall receiver, and then the rest of your dudes are terrible, like, that dude should get 15 targets a game. And likewise, if your best player is a 99 overall, they should figure out ways to double cover and to take him out of the game. That's how I like to see the AI develop.
Yeah. I mean, so see, you play in simulation mode, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, hey, wow. Texas. That's probably frustrating. Sim mode is, that's the worst mode of all time. That's hell. I don't know how you do that, man. I lost solo challenges in sim mode when I break my controller.
I read about some of that stuff. Yeah. Oh, man.
So yeah, because I think, I don't know if you, you don't seek out, I don't know if I should tell you, like, how to cheese the computer on offense or nothing. Maybe I should just keep it to myself for, like, solos. That's, like, half of, like, mutt content is
I'm not sure the same stuff would work on my sliders. I really don't think so.
Basically, okay, so, well then we could discuss it. So, on solos, and Texas knows a lot about this.
Yeah.
Maybe we should throw it to Texas first before game ends. Texas, what's your solo cheese?
On defense, mid-blitz. And then I hover over the center with my linebacker or safety, and then a guy comes in free. And then on offense, it depends. It was Gun Monster before they patched it, after they found out it was an exploit. But recently, it's just been just inside zone. Inside zone works pretty well in solos. I don't know why.
Yeah, my blocking sliders take care of that one.
Yeah, inside zone, when you bust it outside, that's been the cheese for, like, since 16 or maybe even longer. But, like, yeah, so also there's, like, a goal line man coverage play. I forgot what it was, like, 5. Was it 5-4-2 or 5-3? I don't remember which one of the two, but it was, like, a man blitz where they come free off the edge every time. And so you're right, man blitzes. Do you run a lot of man blitzes against the CPU?
Yes, actually, I do.
And how well does the CPU handle them?
It varies. Sometimes they don't get the throw off in time. Other times they'll throw it quick. It plays out pretty well in my games that I play.
Okay.
I don't incorporate, like, whatever you like Texas was saying, like, hovering over the center. Like, I don't use her on defense at all.
You just let the defense play itself?
Yeah, yeah. So for the way I like to play, I like it to be about the players as much as I can. So, you know, I'm not out here trying to user pick against the computer. That's not what I want to do in my games.
Huh. Interesting. So do you play an online franchise too, or just regular franchise?
I don't. I think that I like to, but it's just, you know, finding even one more thing to dedicate time to. That's like, all of a sudden it become like an appointment deal too, setting up times with people.
Definitely.
Yeah, that'd be a headache. But I do think that, you know, for a person like me, probably a 32-man sim franchise would probably be the optimal experience if it was, like, the only thing I had to focus on.
Yeah, but then you get a bunch of cheesers in a league like that, wouldn't you? Unless you put in rules.
It depends. I think some of the more known leagues might be a little bit better about that. I don't know much about them because I haven't played online franchise in a very long time.
Yeah. It is interesting seeing the perspective of somebody, like, because a lot of the people we have on the podcast is from, like, the competitive side or the YouTuber side, so they're going for more, like, deterministic gameplay or entertaining gameplay, but you're more on the side, like, you just want this to represent the NFL, right? Or is that not?
Yeah, that's a perfect way to represent it. Yes.
Yeah. So, like, it was interesting watching that interview with the new Madden guy, the creative director. He said he wants to teach people Madden or NFL concepts and have their like click and basically the like go out or whatever, and they learn that concept and how to beat a certain coverage. But as we've seen in Madden, like, coverage beaters and NFL concepts don't regularly work in Madden. So is your ideal game something like, if this defense does this, we can use this play to beat it? Or are you fine with a lot of RNG where, like, players can make up for scheme differences, and, like, say if you call a flood concept against a cover three, but say you have, like, the best corner in the league out there, he can make a play against it. Are you okay with that, or do you want?
I think I'm more okay with the better players being able to make those kind of plays. Like, you'll see Marcus Peters freelance sometimes and come away with interceptions and then make mistakes at the same time, so that part I don't think would be totally wrong.
Yeah. So did you like what they did with sim mode this year, making it separate?
Yeah, I think it's very elementary in its stage. Like, I don't think it really got much update this year. So it's not where I want it to be yet, but I'm glad they're kind of splitting it there because, you know, I want the competitive players or the online players to be able to have their kind of environment and then the sim to have their own as well.
That's very, very politically correct of you. You should tell him to stick it.
Shove it, competitive players.
Or I could make you guys just play Sim and tell you that, you know, 2.5 seconds in the pocket is plenty.
Yeah, get it out. You're gone.
Throw it quickly. Stop trying to run these beaters. Do you think the
beaters.
Do you feel the ratings matter in Sim mode? Because, like, I put in Mutt. Like, Sim mode, one of the first things said true where rating where players' true ratings come to play, whatever. So, like, with the attributes and all that, and when I play Sim mode with my stat team, I get instantly sacked by, like, guys that have, like, 75 overall. So, since you're playing so much, you feel like the ratings truly matter?
Less on All Madden than All Pro, that's for sure. I do one series that's All Pro default, and I don't play. I spectate. I play the game weird. But I spectate the game, All Pro, so there's conceivably no advantage to either side. It's CPU versus CPU, and I feel it plays, like, as good as you can get Madden to look, essentially. So I think on All Pro it matters, but All Madden, it screws with things. And ratings matter less.
Okay. Yeah, because it's frustrating. I'm like, I have a 95-plus offensive line. I'm like, why is Aaron Donald's gold or, like, 85 overall card out here destroying my left tackle and my right tackle? I'm confused by this. And I'm like, this is not actually accurate. So I guess it's because it's on All Madden. Madden just wants to make your solo challenge experience hell. But if you're playing over in CFM on
All Do they do All Madden insane. Sim challenges?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's
one hilarious. Of the first ones to show us that the Gauntletception.
Were you? Oh, luckily we found an exploit in that one to beat
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, we found the glitch.
Holy shit, yeah.
Bro, that first solo was just like, it wasn't a Gauntletception. I think it was one before that one. That was like, you had to score 3 touchdowns without yeah. getting 3 points on Sim mode and All Madden.
Yeah, yeah. That one, that Falcons one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to play against the Falcons. Yeah, oh. Yeah, we found it where you could, what, rough the kicker or something, or, yeah, what, or you could yeah, go offside and the play,
yeah,
and the play wouldn't count.
The play wouldn't count. So it was awful. So I'm glad that they, I guess All Pro would be easier, but Madden, for Mutt player, they wanted us to kind of struggle because they're evil. Devil reincarnated, yeah. Bro.
Someone must have sent a mean tweet or something because All Madden Sim solo challenges. That just doesn't sound right.
It's,
you got to play it, man. You got to like get to that solo and just try to beat it on the first try. Like, it's not possible.
Yeah, after the exploit got patched, yeah, I'm glad don't have to do that. But yeah, I pity those people that have to go through it afterwards.
Have you guys enjoyed Ultimate Team this year?
Yeah. Texas?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. There's a few. It's not as good as last year's Ultimate Team, in my opinion, but I've enjoyed
some
elements
of it.
And
that's your fault,
it.
Texas. You know that?
That's what do you mean? That's my fault.
Well, all right. Okay,
tell them to get rid of milestones.
I'm gonna set up a sequence of events, and you tell me if this is Texas's fault or not.
Okay.
All right. So a big complaint about Madden Ultimate Team is that there isn't a lot of content this year. So we had an EA developer, producer on the podcast last year, Jake Stein, and Texas said to this producer, hey, we get too much content in Madden Ultimate Team. You guys got to stop that. And so that's one thing. All right. That happened. We also used to have over 100 stats on cards because, you know, it's Ultimate Team and over 100 stats are kind of fun or whatever, at least nice to look at. So Texas and Clickwood, too, put out videos about how over 100 stats don't matter and don't make a difference on the field. And so we no longer get over 100 stats. So every card is basically stuck at 99 overall, which is, I mean, behind a threshold, too, so that doesn't matter either. So with those two, just small examples, would you say Texas worsened or improved Mutt this year in 18?
Well, if 105 versus 99 is the same, that's a legitimate complaint. And if they just decide to cap... What?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, if their response to that was capping it at 99 rather than make it work somehow, well, then it's like, that doesn't seem to be a solution.
It's the worst solution possible, yeah.
And it's plus, terrible. Don't you think that'd be like, you know, you can slap up a 105 speed, you know, insert whatever overpowered back they're using this year. Like, wouldn't that be something people would want more than just another 99 dude?
Yeah, you'd think. Yeah, so thanks, Texas.
First of all, my response to the content was because EA kept messing up. So, in Madden 16, you probably noticed this too, because I think you were at a budget series back then. They had, like, they would drop 2 cards. One would be an 89, one other one would be a 95. But there's only plus one rating, so that's why I'm saying, like, if you guys drop less content, these plus ones wouldn't be a thing. And then here we are, my fault, because they decided to do less content. Yeah, we're still getting mistakes. So I guess the bad solution mistakes. Didn't work. Yeah. The solution didn't work.
Yeah.
I'll just give them an idea.
So yeah, so Mr. Hurricane, don't encourage Texas to do any CFM episodes or anything at all, because it's just gonna go down even worse than it already is. It's headed down an evil path with Texas.
Yeah, don't let me get started on something. They take my ideas and they actually listen for some reason. I don't know why. Like, I'm not that important to anything. Y'all actually listen about this, but then when I say something like, yo, bring back milestones, nah, we ain't doing that. I made 20 coins last year.
Yeah, so anyways, moving on. Are you excited about the future of CFM?
I guess I'm hopeful, because I feel like there is at least somewhat of a foundation with a few features that start going somewhere, and maybe they can adopt some things from NBA Live. I'm not talking about gameplay necessarily, but, you know, just hopefully flesh out the mode a little bit more. Let's get some player morale. Let's add some coaching. Let's get just some depth, because, like, Madden franchise is about the most shallow franchise experience for major sports games.
It seems like, I don't know what's the proper analogy to use here, but it seems like you're like almost like a battered or an abused victim, where like you're just hopeful it doesn't keep hurting you over and over again. Like, it's just never improved in the last this entire game cycle. Like, it's literally copy paste over and over. And every year, my biggest videos on my channel is how much franchise mode sucks and the improvements they're not making. And I always get the comments saying, "No, this is the year, man. You're a fucking idiot. EA's really done it well this year." And then I boot up, and I'm like, nah, they really haven't improved it much. They haven't done shit. They've done a few things that they could put and they give lip service to. And they're doing this again, it feels like, for 19. But because of Rex's tweet and because of some of the things I've heard, I have more hope for 19 than I did for 18 and 17. But it just feels like you guys are just a population that has just been absolutely shit on. And it's kind of sad to see.
This year was obviously the worst as far as improvements go. From what I can remember, it's basically we get to reorder our draft board as opposed to having it just set in a static order. And then, like, off-ball injuries weren't necessarily a franchise improvement, but it's an improvement that benefits franchise. So injuries were more common. You can have injuries to offensive linemen. That was a cool little touch. But this year was really, very much the same as last year, with a few new bugs that were fun to find.
Yeah, always fun. At least they make good YouTube videos, right?
Oh, sure. Well, most of my bugs are just flat-out crashes, so they're not, like, entertaining bugs.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Blue screen of death?
Oh, yeah.
I'm checking out a Reddit post of, like, stuff that they had back in CFM they haven't reintroduced. They haven't reintroduced dynamic attendance. That's something that'd be easy to kind of implement if your team's
struggling. Stadiums are packed.
They're always packed?
But in the owner's box, it'll say, you know, you might sell less tickets and make less money as a result, but that doesn't really reflect in the game itself.
Texas, they took it out because I think it was the Jaguars owner at the time complained that his stadium was always empty in Madden, so the NFL forced them to make all the stadiums full.
Dude, they gotta make it so, like, they tarp off half the stadium.
That'd be great. If your team's not good, it shouldn't be people going to your games.
There was a legit complaint from an owner of a franchise. So Madden, it's been a lot in Madden that's changed because the NFL has told them to.
I'm looking at other stuff in this as well. Apparently, creative teams no longer available. You got the Tony Bruno radio show.
Oh yeah,
that was crap though. Like, I mean, the Tony Bruno radio show, I mean, it was okay, but it was a fill in because they lost the announcers that year. I think that was the transition for the new system, right?
It was about that time.
I'm not sure.
PS2 to Xbox, PS2 to PS3 time, and because they couldn't re-record all the lines or something, so they just brought in this cheap Tony Bruno show.
But that's interesting, though, because, like, in NBA Live, which I don't play much, but I know back in, NBA Live 16 or maybe 17, they had Jalen Rose radio show where he would just, like, come on there, like, weekly and just, like, talk about NBA stuff. So it seemed like Madden could do the same thing with, like, with an NFL expert. So you can have to listen to while you're, like, trying to trade players or do something in that mode.
Don't they do something like that? They record lines every week now, the announcers?
Well, yeah, the announcers do commentary updates, and then as a YouTuber, I have commentary turned off, so couldn't tell you how they are.
But it's something a little different, though, just like a guy just talking about, like, NFL trades and decisions and stuff that people may find interesting.
It'd really be more useful for, like, play now. So, like, if you're playing, you know, like, the Week 10 matchup for a team before it actually happens, that seems more, like, the place to be used, not really in franchise.
So I'm looking at it. So assistant coaches? Does this game not have assistant coaches?
No assistant coaches. It was a feature they added in NCAA 14, and I like how it was added. Definitely not perfect, but it was like, I've gotten in NCAA 14 like a brand new coach who had like no boost. It was his first job. Then I've gotten coordinators who had all this experience, and they gave all these extra boosts to my players, and it was nice. So it gave you a reason to care about who your coaches were.
That is pretty cool. That's actually, you can just hire somebody inexperienced, but then build a stable around, like some coaches do in the NFL, where, like, what's that boy's name? The one that just got hired by the Titans. What's that? I don't know.
Mike Vrabel?
He's a defensive coordinator going into a head coach. He has no experience as a head coach.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if they had, like, the coaching carousel in Madden again. And like I said earlier, with the information, we see they're kind of focusing on schemes within franchise this year. So you're going to have players that fit a scheme versus aren't very good fits. I feel like you could do the exact same thing with coaches. So if this coach fits the scheme, he's going to benefit players that fit the scheme as well.
That's what I'd like to see eventually. Okay.
And then you could have certain, Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Vikings, is known for being like a defensive back guru. So imagine that if you have him on your team, he gives all your defensive backs like +5 awareness and like +1 man, +1 zone. That'd be cool.
And we get that in Mutt, which is kind of crazy when we get on CFM.
That's actually true with those ability cams.
Yeah, we don't get that in, we don't get that over there. And I guess you can't control all 32 teams in owner mode anymore.
I don't know that you can. I think you can. You can control multiple teams.
Can you?
Yeah. I know you can. Yes. Okay.
So it must be because this list is from 2016, so it's 2 years old that I'm looking at right now.
I'm not sure if you can. I don't think you can an online franchise. That might be where it's weird.
Okay. It's just offline. You can control multiple teams, which would be good for people trying to do like YouTubers making storylines following the entire league.
Yep.
Okay. I wonder if they'll implement some of the stuff from Mutt over there, because it seems like a lot of the stuff that they do in Mutt would benefit over.
What do you guys think would fit?
Abilities, for example, like secure tackler. Like you got a guy with 99 tackle over there, but he can still get, like he still can't tackle sometimes. You know, you probably see that sometimes where my best tackler is going up against a running back that's not great. The running back breaks a tackle, goes for a touchdown.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit of a slippery slope, depending on how it's implemented. Like if you have like speed boost to certain players, like I know you have in Mutt, you have like +1/+2 speed. I'm not really sure the right way to do like secure tackler, or there are a lot of chems in there. I don't know all their on-field effects, so I'm just not sure how that translates to franchise, but it's an interesting idea nonetheless.
Yeah, it'd probably be something to how you get traits in franchise. You know, you get points and then you unlock the trait, right?
Yeah, I love the trait system, and I would like that to have like kind of more power than ratings eventually.
Why do you like traits more than ratings?
I think it adds a bit more personality, because then you can have different strengths and weaknesses, and not just like 85 catching versus 87 catching. I kind of like how there are different aspects of the game you can focus on. Like a player can drop open passes, or he might not be able to work the sideline very well. There's these kind of black and white things that they might be good at or not good at.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically asking for like an all or nothing system, where like I don't know, the ratings add a little bit more. I would say,
they work well together. I'm just talking about situational deals. You know, there isn't a rating that controls, you know, what if a player can make a catch at the sideline, but there's a trait that decides, you know, if he's capable of handling those sideline catches or not.
Should that be a rating instead, though?
You could do it that way, sure.
So yeah, I mean, like you're right. Some trait. I like the added personality. I know they're putting in new stats next year. I don't know if you saw my video on leaking what stats are coming out, but they're redoing the route running. Basically, route running is going to go away. They're making it route running short, route running medium, route running deep. So like guys like Edelman will have great route running short, but won't be great route running deep. Yeah. So like. And like maybe like the Mike Wallace's type will be great on route running deep, but not short. So they're definitely changing the ratings up a little bit. We haven't found all of them, but we're still working on it. We'll see. Basically, when you're interrogating Swami, also ask him about what the ratings are going to be next year. So just slip that question in too, if you could. Let me know. But you don't want abilities in CFM, or are you fine with them in CFM?
I just don't want them to have like speed boost, nothing physical like that. I think it would make sense. You know, imagine you could have like a 35-year-old middle linebacker. Let's talk about like Derek Johnson of the Raiders now. Imagine having like a longtime veteran on your team and he gave like all the young players of that position a little boost to like awareness. That'd be a cool little deal. But I think that there's a chance it could go a little too far depending on what ratings you're trying to boost up. Or I know there's also abilities that are just like for that player, like secure tackler. I'm just not as familiar with those.
Oh, gotcha. Texas?
It'd be kind of cool. I mean, I think anything over there just depth-wise, that way you can like get this, have certain use of those players. Because Derek Johnson is a guy I would never use in CFM. He's too slow. And so if he gave like the guys on the team like a plus boost to awareness and play record being just on the field, just to help them out with trying to like diagnose plays and make plays on balls or make plays in the running game or passing game, I think that would be something that I would love to see over there because veterans would have a purpose because it's basically you don't want to use a veteran in CFM because they cost too much money and they're not as good as the younger players you can get.
They're slow.
Yeah,
they're better. They're better in sim though. If you sim it, they're better, right?
Are they? Okay. Yeah. So only if you sim the game, not like sim mode. If you're just like sim the game, but if you're like
That's where overall kind of takes over.
Yeah, but if you're actually playing the game, those guys are cost you probably more plays than they make.
Absolutely, yeah, it's all about speed at the skill positions. So hey, are you excited for some of the new things you're putting into 19, including the real player motion?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I just want to see like how real is this gonna get because I feel like every other year they're talking about how certain things are going to be so much more authentic, and I still feel like even in like 18, there's a long way to go. So I'm not really sure about how like FIFA does it, but in Madden there are so many different movements that you don't see in other sports. So hopefully it's good. I know that this engine should give a lot of capability there, and now that year one is out the way, I think it'll be better. But I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I agree. Like, what they advertise is to have more control over your players because it feels like a lot of Madden moved to just basically triggering animations over the last few years. Mm-hmm. So actually have it more like where you control the guy and you feel more player agency moving with your left stick and that they actually follow where you want them to go instead of being locked into stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Texas, anything?
I'm trying to think about player motion because like, I feel like all that go out the window if I can't make Le'Veon Bell play like Le'Veon Bell.
Like, that's so hard to do because it's all based on the guy behind the thumbsticks. Like, Le'Veon Bell is great because of his patience. But, yeah, we don't have patience as runners, though.
Well, not even that. You can't be patient because if you stop, you can't really re-excel as fast as you would if you just keep running. So, like, you don't really have that initial burst to be able to be out here stopping and going.
Yeah, maybe acceleration is something that's not really represented well in the game right now.
No, it's not really at all. Like, especially if you're a receiver, because if a guy is lined up on you, you get that really weird animation where he bumps you, and then you start running full speed after that. But like, you don't really get to see these guys fully in a sprint unless there's nobody in front of them. As a running back, with all the hit boxes being so big, you never get to like run smoothly unless you run a toss play. Like, I try to run between a tackle all the time, and like, I'm running into the back of my lineman, or like, I'm running through a gap, but I stumble because my guy's foot hits the other guy's foot. So you don't really get to feel the speed probably the game has to offer. So I would like for them to the game to be like more user, like more stick skill required, where these players can actually play like their counterparts on the field. But I don't think Madden can do that in a year. I think that might come over time, but they can't go from the game feeling like this, which I think is fine as it is, but to improving it in a year.
Yeah, like most of this game is in run stuffing is based on block sheds. So like the way that Le'Veon runs is kind of like runs and see where his block's set up. But like because of like the way the Madden's set up, like you either block shed or you don't. So the insta shed, you can't really read the insta sheds because like maybe your guy's shoulder will be around say the defender to the left. So then you try to go left, but then the shed happens left. Whereas if you ran right, the shed would have went the wrong way. So it's the way it's coded, like a win-loss basically on the shed, you can't become Le'Veon because they shed him and then they move forward and tackle you. So they'd have to basically redo the whole O-line, D-line interaction logic and how that happens. Like, I don't even know if sheds have a place. They do, but
we need them. Like, without the sheds, like, running the ball would just be ridiculous.
There needs to be if they can fill the gaps, fine. Then it is not overpowered. Like if Reacts if they actually play their gap assignments correctly.
So there needs to be. Go ahead. Oh, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
There needs to be a middle ground between, like, my guy is blocked versus my guy just, like, shed the block. You need to have, like, oh, he's blocked, but he's kind of winning this battle right now. So you can kind of read where it's going and what's happening in front of you. Yeah. That way you can make a better decision about what way you want to go or what way is going to be best.
Because, like, a defender can get penetrations in the NFL and the running back could just still run around him. Like, so the defender could technically win, but the running back could still run around them, like, the other way and gain positive yardage. Because, like, against the run, you don't see, like, insta-sheds like you see in Madden. You just see one guy getting pushed back or the other or holding the ground. So, yeah, it's because there's no bull rush in Madden, I've noticed.
Right, there's more of a bull rush in NCAA 14.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe if Rex was here a little bit longer, because, you know, he did NCAA 14, he'd put that more in. But, Texas, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, with the bull rush, I'm trying to think back when the last time I seen a guy just, like, overpower my lineman and just shove him into me. It was like Khalil Mack on, like, I see it occasionally. I don't see it often, yeah. though. I don't see it with, like, guys with high strength, high block shed, high power mover finesse, or just high power mover. I don't really see it often. It's mostly guys just kind of running around. And then in the run game, like, even a guy that has high strength just gets blown back because he doesn't actually hold his ground. So if this game wasn't so animation-based, I guess we could probably rely on that. But I think they kind of have to have the animation for sheds because without it, I think it turns into NCAA Mud Online where you could not stop the run of that game to save your life.
Really?
I mean, that's – at least for Mud. Like, that, there was no defense in that game. It was just all run the ball and just – hope that your guy disengages in time. It was like no block shits in the hole from when I was playing that game.
You're absolutely Damn. Right.
Yeah, it's, I was like, so I like how they have it now, but they can still improve.
I gotcha. Yeah, so Hurricane, we gotta let you go in a couple minutes. I know you're on a tight timeline, so let's ask one last question for you. Are you excited about Madden, the news for 19 that's coming to PC? Are you gonna be doing a lot of PC stuff with CFM?
It would depend on what's different, but I don't really play a lot of games on PC, so I'm not sure it'd make a big difference for me.
Okay, I just didn't know if it'd let you, like, set things up better for your franchise or anything.
Potentially, and that's why I'd have some interest.
Okay. Well, that's kind of good. Do you think that's good for the franchise going to PC?
Yeah, absolutely. More people to play franchise, more people to just play the game in general, for sure.
So do you see yourself as somebody that's trying to, like, expand the growth of Madden, or what do you see yourself as a YouTuber, like, as, like, a brand or something?
I like to show people how to have fun in franchise. That's the simplest way to put it, honestly.
That's a good way of putting it, yeah. But, like, nothing more than just fun? Like, educational tips? That's, like, what do you see yourself doing on YouTube going forward? Is that going to be kind of your content going forward?
Yeah, I like doing the franchise thing. I like building teams. So, you know, the franchise thing that I do, which, you know, I play every game of my seasons, make an episode dedicated to every game. But then I have the rebuild thing as well. So just showing all the different ways you can do it. And even if it's not, like, super realistic stuff, like, it's just fun to go in there and do some weird challenges, like build up your team of free agents and then set up some sort of house rules, like you can't trade, you can't do this, can't do that. Just showing all the fun ways to play franchise mode. That's what I like doing.
So talk about playing the game. Are you able to complete, like, streaks against simulation DBs? Or is it more like, is it like competitive where if they swat, it's gone?
Oh, yeah. I could get some streaks on there, even with receivers who aren't too quick, too.
So you can actually spec catch over people in simulation?
Yes.
Because, yeah, Texas, I know in solos, it was always hard to spec catch, right? In simulation.
In Mud, I don't remember playing because Mud's on all Madden mostly, so you don't have time because you get sacked instantly, or the guys that have, like, Terrence Newman has, like, 81 speed be out here running stride for stride with your cornerback. So
hey, be nice to Terrence Newman.
He'd be out here just running like, yo, why is he so fast?
I'm pretty sure, like, he was, like, the first cornerback to ever play.
I mean, it was playing football in the 1800s. It's wild. So
first year was with a leather helmet.
with no face mask, no pads, yeah. Out there playing after his job at the mill.
Exactly.
But you don't really see it in Mud, but I spec catch more in simo, I think, than I do competitive, though, just mostly because the CPU doesn't actually – I feel like a user can click on and hit square, whereas the CPU just kind of just lets the things play out whenever I throw it deep, but I don't really play sim mode as much. So I have no really experience on it besides just solo.
You guys sound like Sim Mode did something wrong to you.
I'm telling you, bro. I will give you my PSN login if you want to hop on and play that solo. Like, it's the most AIDS thing in the world. Like, I don't know what EA was thinking. And then EA, after a while, started doing competitive and arcade solos. That's the switch they made. They went from Sim Mode to competitive because they got
all the complaints. What was the reward for that solo?
It might have been like a gold player pack for the Falcons.
Oh, come on.
And like some coins. But you wanted to knock that one out to get to the last pack, which gave you a 80 or higher. So you could pull, get 10 choices of an 80 overall lead or higher. So that's what you wanted to get
to. Yeah, that was early in the year. So that made a difference early in the year. Yeah,
if you got like a 90 overall Gronkowski or Khalil Mack, like, you were happy. So this was it. But keep in mind, early in the year, the teams aren't the greatest. And then you can't really be out here with a gold receiver with high speed because they weren't catching nothing. That was before the patch. These dudes weren't catching anything. Ball hit him in the hands, they drop it.
That's my man. Yeah, so arcade is still the most fun to play solos on. Arcade's amazing. Yeah.
Just those streaks. Truck everybody. It's the funnest thing in the world.
So that's kind of interesting. So, all right, Hurricane, I think we got to let you go now for time. Me and Texas will probably take some questions from the audience and then.
No, if you guys got any more questions, I can go a little bit.
Okay, you can go a little bit longer. Texas, do you want to take a look at audience questions?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know. You got some crap last week for the Kaepernick. Does anything you want to say to the people that gave you crap for Kaepernick?
No. That's not what I want to say. Y'all can have your opinion, too. You can be wrong about it, but y'all can have your opinion, too. So that's all that matters. This is what America's founded on. Have your opinion. It's wrong, but it's cool.
Is there such thing as a wrong opinion? What would you say, Hurricane?
Yeah. Yeah, we got to say yeah. Otherwise, people are going to go wild.
There's factual opinions, and then there's wrong opinions. Like, baseball being boring is a factual opinion.
That's not a fact.
We could talk about that one.
Yeah. Baseball's average demographic being 90 years old is a factual opinion.
That's wrong. I get your point that baseball trends older, but that doesn't mean it's boring.
Didn't you watch the intro to the new MLB The Show game? It's all kids playing baseball.
Boom, there it is.
Okay, playing baseball and watching are two different things. I should probably say watching baseball is boring.
I'm not sure any sport
especially
is more
this
like
era,
that.
Bro. Yo, I saw a thing. I don't even know what it was. A dude pitched, what, 30 or 40 pitches in one inning? And it was a 0-0 after that? Like, I think it was like 13 or 14 foul tips off of one guy? I'm not going to a baseball game to watch that.
See, baseball is kind of like Ultimate Team. Because, like, watching baseball, you might watch an hour of absolutely nothing. But an Ultimate Team, you might play an hour of absolutely nothing. You might lose a couple of All Madden Sim solo challenges, rip open a bundle, and get nothing.
Got him.
It's kind of the same thing if you think about it.
Got him. Tex, how do you respond?
I'm going to the questions. All right, so let's see. I'm looking at questions right now. I see Team Kim's thought number two. They need to reward people for games played, completed more than games won. Yes, the more you win, the more you should get. But if I play all 25 games and finish most of them, and if I and win 15-17, I know why I read that question. Miles waste.
I got a good one from Harry Gaines here. Yeah, I got a really good one. All right, in my humble but correct opinion, is this Texas alt account? sports competitive gaming viewership. The biggest issue comes down to the demographics and the psychographics. The same people who watch competitive gaming, primarily shooters, is vastly different than the person who watches sports. It actually creates a niche audience for sports competitive gaming viewers. I have many friends who have played Madden and watched sports for years. Huge sports guys. Same with 2K. None of these guys other than myself will be caught dead watching competitive gaming on Twitch. People who like sports are the first to tell you cheerleading isn't a sport. Most will say golf is barely a sport. There's almost a disconnect between competitive gaming and sports in general. Now, what do you guys think about that with the viewership? Like, is the viewership of esports and sports games just completely different than Madden will never succeed for that? Texas, you want to go first?
The viewership for esports with Mutt versus other games?
Yeah. Is it just sports guys that play Mutt just don't want to watch it for esports?
No, I don't think it's that. I just don't think that people... The market's there, obviously, because if you look back at what Madden 16, the numbers are crazy. So the market's there. I just don't know if people want to watch the same plays being run. I think it just comes down to consistency. But if the NFL, no team comes out here and runs the same play 45 times. So I think that's where it gets the people. It gets separated. If you come out of the NFL, it's an adjustment you can make that prevents people from being able to run that. Whereas in Madden, you can make all the adjustments you want. Nobody is going to be able to counter you. And so it doesn't come down to you being a smarter player. It comes down to you being more of a abusive player trying to beat your opponent based off stuff that he can't stop even if he tried on his best day. So I think it comes down to that. I think as the game gets more and more going towards like the same results happening over and over again, you're going to see less and less. But I don't think it's a sports thing because, I mean, people like sports is number one. Like I think sports are the most watched thing in America, so obviously it should translate over to viewers for games as well. It's just unfortunate that Madden happens to be one of the ones where it doesn't actually represent football that you see on Sundays.
Kane, do you think that's the issue? Or what's your opinion?
I think he's right. Because, you know, shooters have no problem sustaining an audience, no matter the game. You got different styles of it. You got the run-and-gun Call of Duty. You got the tactical Rainbow Six. I actually like watching some of the Madden stuff just because there is some excitement there. And I think a lot of it comes down to just, you know, what are the top moments that you're going to see from a game of competitive Madden? You're going to maybe see, you know, some big interceptions. You're going to see a couple big touchdowns. But I think that a lot of it comes down to the repetitiveness of the plays that are called, the tactics that are used. I think a lot of people like watching things like Overwatch or Rainbow Six because there's so many ways to get the job done. And you never know what you're going to see.
Yeah. And it's almost different every time with the way they use the tactics and play off each other, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if you think about like the NFL, like you saw Nick Foles' touchdown pass. You don't see that in Madden. Because Nick Foles can't be a wide receiver. Because so, if you didn't, Texas, a competitive player is not going to... What? What's up?
Why is Madden doing so bad on viewership for competitive then? It's just, is it simply just that the people are running the same plays and the community sees these people as glitchers, not actually skilled at the game? Or is it like the personalities? Is it the presentation? Is it the schedule? Or who's the fault for basically being terrible, not viewed very well?
Like I said, I think it might have been last week, 2 weeks ago, I think it's on EA for not doing more to kind of get people more interested in this, like making these players more recognizable in public. I mean, honestly, they could get more viewers if they just have a, like, let them, like, have a thing in the game that has the game on. Like, you can just, like, go ahead.
If one of them just, like, choke slammed another guy before a game, I guarantee a viewership would triple.
Fights? You know,
wait,
trash talking
Texas,
might work.
They added a tab. What are you talking about?
No, add a tab where you can just go to it and go right to the game. So you're watching it in the actual game instead of having to go to Twitch.
Yeah, they've done that for Twitch streamers. I know they did it to Kralo when he did some Twitch streaming. Was it last year or 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. That helps a little bit.
Just being easy access as opposed to having to go look for it. I know it's right there, but like just having it in the game. But maybe the trash talk might be an interesting thing because Madden Bus was interesting because these people were right next to each other and they are going at it. There's trash talk being flung, curse words being said, and this year they kind of muzzled a lot of that.
I mean, all right, so would you say there's a majority of people that really enjoy being in the middle of trash talk? Would you say that a large percentage of people enjoy that?
You know, how much garbage television's on and ratings always go up when there's a fight, like Bad Girls Club or Jersey Shore?
Well, what I'm saying is that's great for that entertainment. But what EA is trying to sell is that these people are going to get involved in competitive gaming. Not necessarily those competitive gamers up there on the stage. Mm-hmm. They're trying to sell the people watching to get into this and to get into Madden. EA doesn't really necessarily care about the competitors themselves. They care about creating growth in their game and viewership. So if these guys at the highest levels of competitive gaming are cursing and trash talking each other, would people want to get into that? Would a good majority of people? I mean, I know some people would, but is there a large majority of people that would want to get in the middle of that trash talk, or they just like it for entertainment?
I think it needs to be for entertainment. Like, people want to get into it, needs to get into it. At the end of the day, what you're putting on has to be entertaining. And NFL games are fun. Like NFL sound effects, those are entertaining because you hear players, and it's not their true thoughts, but you hear what they have to say on the field. And so I think with any sport, whether that be NBA, NFL, or like soccer, like I think people like the arrogance that athletes have, and especially if they get humbled. And so if you can hear like trash talk between two top tier players, I think that would be great entertainment wise. And EA shouldn't be out here trying to like get people into this. Get people to watch. That's what should be your number one focus for trying to grow the sport. It's not about getting people into it, getting people to watch. More viewers equals more people joining anyway. So that should be the main priority.
Even with the Madden bust and all that trash talk, it still died. Competitive scene died, what, 5 years ago?
But I don't know why that died. I don't know the reason behind it, but it was on ESPN. Like, that's a big major sports network. Like that.
Yeah, they tried and it failed, whereas like other companies try and it succeeded. Why is Madden failing? Kane, do you have any ideas?
I don't know. Would you ever
want to get into competitive Madden?
No, not at all.
Why is that? Just because the way you play?
Well, it's not how I want to enjoy the game, and you know, I don't really have the dedication to get into the game like that. It's just not for me.
But you're already pretty damn dedicated to the game. I mean, you probably play the game.
I'm dedicated to it in my way. I don't play the game as much as probably competitive players do at all. But no, I like playing the game the way that I do. I don't really have that uber competitive itch for something like competitive Madden or competitive esports in general. So, you know, we could talk about, you know, these trash talking and whatnot. I don't think that's what's going to grow the sport. It'd just be interesting to watch, I guess. But you get a little bit of trash talk now, I think, with the players in there. But
I agree. I think more people are like you with that. But sorry, I cut you off.
I just think it comes down to the in-game action. Is it something people want to watch? The play-by-play action? You know, is it something that people are going to enjoy watching? Because if it's just the same thing every time, like, we get bored of things we're used to. That's just how it is. And if we don't see anything new in this game versus the game I just watched a half hour ago, well, we're going to lose interest.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just think the, like Carrie was getting at, the demographics for Madden, it's a lot like you, a lot like Texas and myself, where, like, we play this game to have fun, whether it's franchise building our franchise up. There's no competitive franchise building in Madden. There's no competitive card collecting in Madden like me and Texas get into with Mutt or competitive solo play. So it's a very small percentage of like the Madden community that's actually into competitive gaming, whereas like there's a huge population of Madden that all have different motivations. So that could be it, just like what Carrie says, is the demographics and psychographics of the actual audience here. But all right, let's move on to the next question.
Okay. Didn't the creative director say, because I was watching your videos, talk about how they need to focus on the other 87 million people that play the game as well?
Yeah, six million that play the game versus like the couple. Yeah, in that video we can talk about a little bit, because Hurricane and Texas didn't watch it. Hurricane, did you see any coverage on that interview with the creative director?
No, I didn't hear about that one.
Okay, yeah, basically he. You could tell a lot of things that he had comments on that kind of it was kind of showing his hand for what he's going to do with the future of Madden. So this is the new guy that's in charge of franchise gameplay and Mutt. He's not in charge of competitive. That's a whole other wing of EA. But in charge of those things, he's from Blizzard. So he worked on Overwatch. He worked on World of Warcraft. A couple other StarCraft. He worked on huge titles for Blizzard. So he's got a great resume. But basically, the way he talked about it, you could kind of see his focus isn't entirely on competitive, but making it both beginner and experience friendly and kind of rebalancing the direction. He doesn't have a 5-year plan yet, so it's not all set in stone for him. So his opinion could still be like swayed by the team and stuff. And his other thing was like, he wasn't too, I would say, enthusiastic about franchise either, which is kind of disappointing for you and a lot of other of us that are, you know, have had ties back to franchise. So it feels like he's focusing a little bit more on gameplay is what he said, and then he didn't really mention Mutt being focused on, but what Texas mentioned that he said making it balance for the other 6 million. So we'll see what he does with that, because his fingerprints on 19 are pretty light, but 20 going forward is going to be basically him. So I think this next year is the best year for franchise that it might get in a few years.
Yeah, the whole focus thing is very strange to me. Like, focusing on franchise versus focusing on Mutt, it's like, this is a huge AAA publisher. Why isn't there just, like, a big franchise team, a big Ultimate team, just cranking out content? Shouldn't be a focus on either side. It should be both sides, you know, getting better, adding features, developing and fleshing things out. But I don't know how it's all structured.
They doubled their buyback and are holding $5 billion in cash at EA. Instead of investing in their teams. All right, let's move on. Texas, you got another question?
I do not. Everybody just has statements about how to make my man, the guy keeps it 100, has better, he says better game, like just question about how to make competitive player like better and like just going through all that stuff. But nothing really crazy on my end question wise. You got anything?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of comments. You're right. Not many questions. Yeah. Everybody asks questions. Comments, because comments are tough to reply to. Like, they talked about no chemistry and stuff and how Mutt13 was the GOAT. Texas, do you think Mutt13 was the GOAT?
No, it was fine. Mutt content was great, but I don't think the gameplay was great. I would like to see Mutt13 with this year's gameplay.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. Like they also had like boosts in that game too for like +1 speed, +2 pass blocking, -1 aware. And they had cards with boosts and punishments. Like they had a lot of cool stuff. Weekly matchup bring up a lot where you could put gold cards, elite cards, silver cards, bronze cards into sets for rewards. Campus hero programs. This is where we got the puzzle piece, the original position collections. Mutt 13 content was great, and just gameplay just was lacking. So I don't think it was the GOAT. I think if I had to choose, I guess the GOAT for Mutt. Maybe 16 or 15?
Maybe one of those two? I liked 15 better than 16 for Mutt, but...
Maybe one of those two? I think because Mutt Master 15 was annoying. I think that's why I hated it so much. That Sherman said.
I didn't do it.
I wanted to fight in those loyalty tokens. I think 16 was easier for Mutt Master for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right. I looked through a lot of the other comments. Is the reason you brought on Mr. Hurricane here is because the comment on about him, Texas?
No, I brought him on because like whenever the summertime comes and I'm like not doing Madden, I binge on his videos. Like I just watch them all.
I didn't know that.
I watched your entire Carolina Panthers season, and then I watched I forgot the other team you did. I think it might be the Chargers.
Chargers last year.
So, yeah, over the summer from July to like August, I go back and catch up on all of them. And so I brought him on because, like, he's CFM, and we don't really talk about CFM on the podcast. We have Bingo on, but he's not really CFM per se because he mostly does rebuilds, and it's not, like, what he does. Something different. So I wanted to get his perspective on, like, what things he wanted to see them add.
Yeah.
And so I was like, we have a guest that can talk. Like, obviously, he's probably has one of the best voices on YouTube. So let's get him on here.
And to be fair, most of our podcast with Bengal is just you and him trash-talking back and forth about the NFL.
Yeah. That is true.
So I guess that's all interactions with Bengals, just trash talk, right?
Yeah, just sarcasm and banter, because that's what he's good for.
So, like, this comment talks about Kane here. EA talked big about the changes, yet the news release into small, insignificant changes. So did we talk enough about that? Are you concerned? Are the changes next year going to be small or big?
I don't know what to expect. I really don't. The scheme thing could be cool. It could also be very shallow and maybe the start of something that could be cool, but I'm tired of seeing foundations. I want to see that house get built eventually.
Yeah.
That's a good line right there.
All right. So, yeah. Did we hit enough about what you wanted for next year or improvements? I know you went through a list, but did we really dive into it hard enough?
I think we did. Yeah, the main thing for me is the brain behind the game has to get better. The AI on field, the AI managing the team. There are a lot of ways that can improve. You know, quarterback AI, that's something that would help everybody in all modes of this game.
If EA offered you a position like they offered Swami, would you take it?
No.
No, why is that?
Why would I leave this?
I don't know. That's my question for you. What would it take for you to leave this?
More than they could offer.
Really? What if they said $1 million?
Then we can have a conversation.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's the great thing about YouTube is like you're kind of your own boss. You don't have to take shit from nobody. If anybody's giving you shit, you just ban them from your channel, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Like it's the corporate world's overrated. Don't get back into it. Swami, man, that's disappointing, Swami. He took the corporate way out, huh?
No, I think he's doing what he wants to do. I have no problem, or I have no like criticism of any decision that he made for that. If you want to work for a company, that's cool, but it's not for me.
Yeah, is he your mole on the inside? Is secretly you don't have to torture him? He just get feeding you the information anyways?
I guess there's always potential for that.
Whoa, conspiracy. It's happening. Another EA conspiracy. I love EA conspiracies. Those are my favorite things to read on the internet about how EA is screwing us in one way or another. They talk about EA screwing us. Do you think, Texas, this one's more for you. Next question from Lemon. Lemon's always got some good stuff. He was on the podcast, actually. Do you think Weekend League rewards the top-end players too much and really kind of creates a imbalanced system for everybody else?
Well, yeah, I think. Well, I don't think it rewards the top players too much. I just think that it doesn't give the whole mode doesn't give people a chance to like participate and have a chance to win. So like because you'd have a best team. So maybe next year if they do more like MLE event type stuff, I think everybody will have a fair chance. They do like highest overall 85, highest overall 75, like stuff like that, to where you people would have
that'd
to
be really cool
and be more creative with how they put their teams together. That would allow a lot of. Yeah.
I got a question for you guys actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like when Mutt Draft went from 15 rounds to 20 rounds?
I never really played it, so I didn't have a strong opinion, but I'm fine with it. It's not exactly on my top of list that I think about. What are you, Tex?
20 rounds is too much, mostly because it's duplication after a while. So you get like 45 like tight ends and receivers, it seems like, and then not enough like linebackers. And so I thought last year's was a little bit better than 20, but I understand why they increased it because people were complaining about their teams not actually being good. But I think 20 is a little too much because still I can't be taking 15. I swear it's like 7 to 8 receiver / tight end combinations. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it's so many.
What about you, Kane?
I didn't like it at all because there was no more strength weakness debate. You couldn't before you decide, you know, do I want to have these 3 receivers or do I want to get, you know, my secondary built up? Now, 20 players, you need 22 to start. So you go and have a base defensive tackle and a base guard, and now you have drafted everybody else on your team. So it's no longer about how you build your team. It's about the players you pick. It's about, you know, oh, I took Russell Wilson instead of Phillip Rivers. Not just like, oh,
yeah.
I only have 2 receivers this time, but I got a killer defensive line.
Yeah, I think they ended up switching it. I also agree that the holes were kind of cool, but because Mutt Draft is competitive Madden now, they didn't want people winning and losing based off like the RNG of the draft. So that's why they made the guaranteed quarterback round. They made guaranteed whatever. So
I'm fine with that.
So they made it less RNG. So that way, like basically, if you get screwed in the draft without getting a wide receiver or something like that, it wouldn't knock you out of a competitive tournament. So that's why they made it.
Because they still want to screw for the playbooks.
The guaranteed rounds is just fine. I just think it'd be cooler if we had teams that, you know, only drafted 2 receivers or only drafted, like, 1 corner. Just to see how people game plan around having different kinds of teams. But maybe that's not what they want for Ultimate Team. I just wondered because I look at myself as kind of like an outsider to that part of Ultimate Team. Like, it's not what I do, so I'd more look at what those players want to make those changes. So I just wondered if my opinion was common.
I've never actually heard that question asked, but I don't think that's... I mean, obviously, Texas agrees with you, so it's not uncommon.
Yeah, well, the biggest complaint by Draft Champions is that they're not updating it enough because the competitive players aren't actually doing a tournament on it anymore. And so because of that, they decided not to update it for like 5 months. So that's the biggest criticism we get is that we're not... So people aren't playing it as much this year because, for one, it's not free. And so when something's not free...
Oh, that's right.
You can't get something away for free then next year expect people to pay for it. That's kind of how a lot of things in life work. Like, I can't be giving my YouTube content away and then all of a sudden charge a subscription for it because people will just leave. You got to charge first initially for a service if you want money. So EA start charging for it, and then people haven't played as much, and then they stop updating it because people stop playing it as much.
Do you guys like salary cap?
Not particularly. The reason I don't like salary cap is because it comes a lot easier to cheese in it. So I had to get, you know, the Sean Taylor wins or whatever. So I've played salary cap, not a ton, but basically what you run up against is people that really they maximize their team for running one play, like halfback pitch, halfback dive, and then they load up on defense and then run a blitz on you. So if you go for like a balanced roster, you're gonna get absolutely pounded by the halfback pitch. Whereas in Mutt, you can kind of find like you'll be able to defend that a lot better because you'll be able to have better block shed on your corners and stuff like that. Whereas salary cap, you really got to sacrifice one area or another. Texas, what are your thoughts on salary cap?
Yeah, it's better this year than it was in years past. Like, I liked it more this year, but I didn't really like it to be like I didn't like it as much anyway because ratings didn't mean anything. So you would just see competitive players or just anybody just go bronze offensive line, bronze defensive line. And still get pressure, still hold on to blocks. Nah. So back in the day. It's better now, but it's still like people still go cheap on the offensive line and defensive line.
But you can't
go expensive
tank it,
elsewhere.
But like remember gold players.
I don't know, but people were doing stretch and stretch with gold players, it's like doing with elite players.
That is true.
Like Stretch was so broken. It's still broken. Like, remember Stretch last year? Like, you people would be out here with goal line and just running Stretch with T.Y. Hilton out here throwing blocks. It's like, why is that getting 5 yards a carry?
I remember when they patched Stretch in 17, but they refused to patch it in 18, even though it was the same issue. Good job, yeah. EA. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't like salary cap for that reason alone. The rewards are dope, though. Like, the rewards for playing it, if you're good, are so they were some of the best. I don't know what they are now. Are they legend packs still? Are they the same as draft champions?
I haven't seen. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You get tokens and you get the elite player pack and the coins and you get your and for it was dope. You like 5K prof plus elite player pack plus the tokens. It was a dope reward, but I didn't play much after getting my Sean Taylor.
Yeah, me neither. So what would it take you to? What would it take to bring you into Mutt Hurricane?
Well, for me, I like Mutt at the beginning of the year when teams are still pretty bad. I enjoy playing those games when everyone's like a 75 overall, which is like for a day until all the packs are bought. But I guess the game asks of one of two things for you, sometimes both. It's either going to be a considerable amount of money or a considerable amount of time. So I'm already, you know, I'm not going to put money into packs. I'm just not going to do that. So it'd have to be just a better use of my time. Because I was having fun when I was playing every day. But as soon as I fell behind, I realized, oh boy, I'm not catching up.
Yeah, that's what the packs are for, to catch you up if you don't have the time. I mean, that's what EA, and they make money off of them. But that's kind of what they're for.
The games industry has capitalized on time. Getting you to save time by spending money.
Yep. Yeah, and it's kind of a win-win for the gamer, but then a loss for the gamer, but a win for company for sure.
It depends. I mean, you have to value your time, and, you know, is it more worth it to spend $20 on a bundle versus 10 hours grinding the coins to get it? Not sure if that's the math of, you know, what would it equate to, but for me, it's a little bit too grindy, even though I like grindy games. It's just not rewarding enough for me to dedicate that kind of time.
Yeah, the grind isn't entertaining enough. Basically, the grind, I hear a lot from solo players, you also got to be like watching Netflix or Twitch or something like that.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a better use of your time doing that. Like, multitasking is how I get through everything. Like, I grind all the solo. I've been done with my 1,500 solo grind for like 3 months. And that's because of Netflix and YouTube and Skype conversation, just sitting here doing that while I do something else. So it's, that's if I'm going to watch TV anyway, I'm always a grind. So you got to try to manage your time better, but solos are a drag.
You got to focus, though, on those all Madden Sim ones, right?
Oh, yeah. Pfft, bro. Yo.
Texas, you know what's a good video? I got a good video for you.
Yeah.
Can I win a solo with my feet while I'm playing Tetris and watching Netflix and Twitch at the same time or something like that? Just like an absolute, but see if you can beat a solo with your feet.
Yo, let me tell you this. If you get a PS4, you should buy a PS Vita. Should buy a... Because you can just play Madden on your PS Vita, because like the share play shit.
Good point. And then you can play it. No. Why you're taking a deuce? Can I beat a solo? Taking a deuce.
I'm over here. Yeah. Put it kind of in a bag so I can just clean myself in the shower. Like, it's so convenient just having these devices so you don't got to just sit in a chair.
Has that not been done yet? That's a great video idea.
Better get on that text before it gets stolen.
Arrow on that thumbnail, it's going to get at least 50,000 views.
You know what? I got to get multiple red arrows on that. We're going to do that right now.
You know, I'm disappointed by the red arrow. I've red arrowed videos before on like one play touchdown and videos that should bang. And then like somebody puts out the same video, same concept, one play touchdowns with a similar red arrow, and there gets 10 times the views. I don't know what it is about my channel. These views don't pop for me when I red arrow them.
Do you use like the straight arrow or the curly arrow?
Oh shit, I may have straight arrowed it.
Yeah, I think you gotta use the curly arrow with like the white border.
Damn it! Now I know! My success! Depends on the curl. Alright, I understand now. For 19, I've become more powerful than you guys can ever imagine.
You got 10 weeks to perfect it, man. 10 weeks.
You guys excited the game's coming out earlier this year?
Hell yes.
For Mutt? I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work. Are we get preseason cards?
Preseason grind, man.
The
game comes out in on the day like two preseason games happen in week
one.
You
don't know how mad I was when we got 74 overall gold team of the week cards, bro. Like, I don't want to see no preseason cards at all. Like, it'd be cool for solo grinding, but there's probably going to be level caps where you can't get things done because I think EA is going to focus it next year on not allowing you to get everything knocked out day one. So I'm excited it's coming out as a content creator, but I don't want to see any low tier cards, which I think we'll probably end up seeing for the first 5 weeks until the season actually starts.
So we haven't heard anything about EA Access, have we?
Well, didn't we? I thought EA Access was the second. I thought the game comes out on the 10th, right? And then 3 days early is the 7th.
Do we know that it's coming out?
Oh wait, it does. Yeah, I saw that. I think either on GameSpot or GameStop. I saw that. I think it was the second.
The second? Okay. Wow, yeah. That's amazing. It's the second, huh?
Jeez. What are they going to do? What they going to do on the second?
But, I mean, that's kind of new. That's kind of cool, though, because July and Madden
is
like
the worst.
Maybe it
was the fourth. I can't remember. I don't know.
The third would be a Friday, which would match with last year. I think, didn't last year launch on a Friday or not?
Yeah, I think it usually launches on a Friday, so that sounds more right than the second.
Yeah.
Because that'd be a Monday.
No, the second would be a Thursday.
Whatever.
But yeah, I think because Tuesday would be the 7th, which is the Hall of Fame edition. And then, 5 days, I guess, would be the 2nd, which is technically right. The 3rd would be the Friday, though. I don't know. You're right. I don't know. Could be either. I think last year maybe came out on the Thursday.
I got the game early, so I don't even remember.
Yeah. Oh, you got the game early?
Yeah.
Really?
I got it on PS4 early.
So you gotta give me your hookup.
I will see what I can do this year. I got us.
Nice.
By us, I mean me.
Damn it!
Give me an EA Play, and I'll get you the game early. Just tell Jake Stein you're going, but like say your name is my name.
Okay.
And I get that blue band. That'd be the most catfish thing ever.
I like it. Let's do it. Texas is down for it. We just got to cut this part of the podcast. Hey, Hurricane, yeah, do you go to EA Play too?
No.
Oh, why not?
The whole traveling thing isn't always for me.
Are you afraid of airplanes or just people?
No, neither.
Oh, you just don't like to travel? Me neither.
Yeah, for the right opportunity, I'd be willing to travel.
What does the right opportunity mean? $1 million?
Yeah, I'm setting the bar high for that, I know.
Like, what's the right opportunity for you to travel to EA Play or like TwitchCon or anything like that?
Honestly, I'm not even sure.
What if Texas picked you up?
Yeah, we can go. We got an Airbnb already. You can just come fly, hang out with us.
Now we're talking.
Oh,
it's easy. We got an air mattress right with your name on it.
Make sure and vlog it too, please. I want to see Texas because Texas doesn't film when he's super blackout drunk. So make sure to film.
I've never been blackout drunk though, so that's why.
You never been blackout drunk?
No, I'm afraid. I'm just like I don't trust myself out in public that drunk. So I never try to go anywhere. I try to just like, you know, to be at a good level and then go home.
That's crazy. I'm only out in public blackout drunk.
I mean, that's life to live, man. You have no fear. I have fear. I have fear in my heart when it comes to that. I'm not trying to go to jail, man. I do not want to wake up in a drunk tank. I'm good.
Yeah, I've never done that. But like, don't you just run?
I mean, I don't know because my body's doing its own thing. It's on autopilot. Isn't that how that blackout feels? Your body's on autopilot? And like you're just watching yourself do
you
all this stuff and you can't stop it?
You just don't remember it. That's that's what it is. Like, you're not on autopilot. You don't remember it.
You just don't remember anything. Yeah, I don't. I've never been at that point.
Maybe what about you, Hurricane?
Might be the trip.
What's that?
You ever been blackout drunk in public and then not remember anything?
Well, I've never drank, so I can't say I've been blackout drunk in that case.
You're 25. You never had alcohol?
No.
Well, Texas, you got to change that.
I mean, is that something this trip happen now?
Or is that something you don't want to change? Is it against your religion or something?
No, it's just not for me. Not something I want to get into is all. No other really? External force.
Never had like wine or no?
Seagram's Most gym? Of it smells bad anyway, so.
It's not about the smell or the taste you'll get used to. Unless you can get some good-ass mixers and stuff. You have some good-ass drinks that way. It's about you know, drinking, smoking straight West Coast, and it's a way of life. So you gonna meet Texas? We doing this first?
No, well, why is he going to TwitchCon? So like we can just all pull up to TwitchCon. I mean, I don't got a Twitch at all, but like, we can just all pull up the TwitchCon.
What part of the country?
I got into a PAX East party saying I was Cullenberger. Because he has a Twitch and I don't. So, like, we could just lie and say we're this person, we're not.
You're not on Twitch, are you, Hurricane?
I don't stream on Twitch anymore, no.
Okay.
Made Twitch to YouTube. That's a good decision.
I'm not sure if it was a good decision. But I still stream here because I don't stream all the time, so it's like my subs are here. I don't stream every day, so this works for now.
Yeah. I gotcha. So is this happening? EA Play? The band's getting together? I love it.
Next year. Well, we can do it this year if he wants to pull through, but it's last minute booking and plane tickets are expensive. Because airlines make prices up as they go. I don't know what's worse. Airlines or Madden Ultimate Team developers. Like, they just be making stuff up as they go.
I think EA's been rated the worst company, so I think you have your answer.
Bro, you can't do golden ticket cap because he was in the league last year. But yeah, we get Lamar Jackson. It was the error, but we still going to make it because we got to honor our mistake. We're not going to let you power up MasterCards. Never mind, we lied about that. You can. Like, they're probably worse. Inconsistence.
Yeah. Errors. But I think that's it for the podcast, right? Yeah. Or anything else you guys want to chat about?
No, I think I'm out of ideas.
All right, sweet. Well, it was a good one. I'm glad to have the conversation on CFM because it is often overlooked by us in the Mutt community, and it's a huge portion. I can see by the view numbers on CFM, just on like YouTubers and stuff, that it's still just a ginormous portion. People get are very into Connected Franchise Mode and everything, and so. Otherwise, hey, Mr. Hurricane, thanks very much for being on.
Everybody, yeah, thanks for having me on.
Check out his channel in the description below. And Texas will be there too in the description below. Hey, Tex, what's your message for this week?
That's a good question. See, I had all day to think about it. I don't have one. Okay.
This every week.
So, no, the thing about it is I have to remember what I be doing because I be doing too much. So, we were playing, this is another board game thing. I play board games for fun. We're playing this game called, I don't know what it's called. I'm going to call it Last Train to Nowhere. Basically, you just have to like get your train cars from three different locations to another location without disclosing where you're going so people don't block you. And so I'm getting ready to win, and then these two chicks conspire against your boy and block me, so I lose.
So what'd you do to the chicks?
I just left. I left angrily.
Oh, you didn't make like Todd Packer and do them both?
No. I didn't. I did not do any of those Packer Todd jokes. Unfortunately, I was mad, bro. I hate being cheated. In that case, that was like the EA CPU like making me fumble when I didn't actually like get hit.
Did you say Rex really loudly?
Rex. I should have just blamed Rex. That'd have been great. But no, I was so mad because like I knew they conspired because one of them blocked me and then she like told her block them, and then I was like, oh, okay, this is how we're doing this right now. We can't play with any honor. You can't lose with dignity.
Did you at least flip the board over?
I would have if it was my place, but I didn't live there.
Oh.
So that's not what I did. But that's the only thing I did this week.
Well, if you don't live there, you don't have to pick it up.
Is that true?
About flipping it over?
But, yo, I'll have fire text message stories from when we get back from Los Angeles.
Really?
I guarantee it.
That's a teaser for next week. Hurricane, what did you do this past week?
3 weeks. 3 weeks.
What's that, text?
Say 3 weeks from now. EA plays like it's like next week.
Okay. Wait, are we going to have a podcast next week?
Yeah, I'll be back on Tuesday. I'm leaving Thursday, I'll be back on Tuesday. We'll have a podcast.
Okay, sounds good. Hurricane, you have any stories from your life in the last week?
In the last week? No, not much has gone on the last week.
No hurricanes. I guess no hurricanes consumed. Any structures destroyed?
No structures destroyed yet.
Blowing on through. All right, appreciate you being on the podcast, Hurricane. Everybody check them out in the description below. Let us know any comments for next week. If you guys have any questions, we'll discuss them in the comment section below. 5 stars on iTunes, all that jazz. But thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.